Probably a good idea if we pray, huh? A lot of things going on in the world, Lord, that just don't make any sense. Help us to know your will. Help us to do your will. How about for our first responders, Lord, who show up? When that ambulance goes by or those lights are flashing, help us to be mindful of their sacrifice. For that marvelous, amazing cathedral choir. Wow. We're looking at your book again, Lord, so help us learn today what it is you need us to learn so we can be of maximum service to you and to others. It's in your name, Jesus. Amen. I was taught in seminary, which was 600 years ago, that context is key when you're reading the book, especially when you're preaching. So what came before this? What comes after it? So for the next 47 minutes, we're going to talk about, just kidding. So last week, you talked about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And how did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? He spoke, just like God did in creation. And God said, and God said, and God said, and here comes Jesus, shows up at the graveside, and what does he do? We're going to memorize scripture. Two words. Can you say these? Jesus wept. John 11:35. So now when you go leave here, you can tell someone, hey, I memorized scripture. Jesus wept. They might think you're a Christian nut job, but hey, we think as Scandinavians, most of us, it's not okay to cry. You know what? If God in the flesh can cry, so can we. So he's there, and he says, roll away the stone. He'd much be too much of a wimp to roll it away himself. He needed help. There's a sermon there. Jesus needing help, not today. And here comes Lazarus, out of the dark, wrapped up like here, there, and everywhere, and he comes out. Lazarus, come out, he speaks. And he looks, I'm thinking, like the Easter Bunny, because he's wrapped here, here, and here. Unbind him and let him go. So we had a Bible study at the men's breakfast on Thursday. By the way, men, you're welcome to come to that. We talked about what does this mean? Why is Jesus calling? And Ted, his last name is going to be, he's kind of sitting over there, said, what was that all about? And he said this, Air Force guy, Jesus wants us to come out of the dark into the light. Way to go, Ted. Yes. Jesus wants us to come out of the dark and go to the light. He raises them and everyone's happy as can be, except for the religious leaders. The religious leaders say, we got to kill him. He's taken away all these people. Now Lazarus, we got to kill Lazarus too. The religious people can be really weird, believe me. So now there's this party going on, right? Extravagance by Mary. She takes this ointment. Right? Oh, by the way, this is all story is in Mark 14 and in Matthew 26. A couple of different words, but they're all there in the book. Right? She comes out, and they're sitting at table, but they're not sitting back then. They'd kind of lay on a side and eat, so his feet are out, and Mary comes in, and what did Pastor say? Pours this ointment, this oil, this perfume on Jesus' feet, and then wipes her with her hair. There's another sermon right there. Do you know the love that knows no bound? Jesus dines with his beloved friends, and Mary does what? She does something which is beyond all love. She took the most expensive perfume, ointment, oil, whatever you want to call that, and she pours it over Jesus. Her love is not calculated. It's extravagant, right? Oh my goodness. Her actions are motivated by the fact that not only does she love Jesus, but he brought my brother back to life. She's so grateful for God's mercy. Mary, full of gratitude, this perfume, and what did it cost, did it say? 300 denarii. How much is 300 denarii? A denarii is one day's labor. So my math is weird. I got to take my shoes off to count above 10. If 300 of those could be a year, right? If you don't include weekends. So what is, don't answer this. What do you make a year? What is your yearly salary? Got it? Mary spends that on Jesus. Holy Mother Bunny. I mean, I love the Lord, but I'm not going to cough up $25 a week on him. Oh, you got that joke. Good. Yes, 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 yes. Fragrance. It says fragrance filled the room. Have you ever walked by someone, you can smell them before you see them? They put on so much. I mean, it's different if you're out having a cigar. That's one thing. But some of the stuff guys wear and women, it's like, oh, my God, who died? Whew. And you want to say something, but you know you can't because you want to be a gentleman or proper. Hmm. Gratitude, hope, Jesus, it does it all. You brought my brother back. Now, in comes this other character. I think what John is trying to do, the author of this book, where he gets credit for it, is this a contrast between Mary and Judas? Hmm? Mary believed that Jesus is worthy of the most expensive thing she had, the most expensive perfume she owes, a year's salary. And on the other hand, who do we have? Judas. Hmm. Can you imagine what was going through his face when he's watching all this stuff going on? Why wasn't this ointment sold for $300 and sold to the poor, the money sold, give it to the poor? I mean, I'm just trying to picture his face. Do you know people who kind of walk around like that? And you want to walk up to them and say, hey, if you feel okay, please notify your face. Oh, everything's so dour and heavy and terrible. I don't know. People think I'm weird because I'm smiling all the time. Wait a minute. I am weird. Yeah. Jesus is worth it for Mary. Worthy. Remember Revelation 5, verse 12? This is going to be on the final now. Pay attention. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength. Huh? It's in the book. So Mary, pretty amazing woman. Pretty amazing. So now, in comes Judas. When you hear the word Judas, what word comes in your mind to explain this guy? Dirtbag, scumball, what? Maggot, mouth breather. I mean, it's betrayal, right? In the book, it's betrayal. And it takes place in 20 different places in all three stories, all three Gospels. Actually, no, all four Gospels, right? And there's 13 times when that betrayal word is used when they're talking about not just the story, but the words of institution. We just did that this morning. In the night he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior. Oh, yeah, he betrayed the Lord. I don't doubt that Judas betrayed the Lord, but I do wonder about the behavior. Was he always like that? Was Judas always this guy like that? Betrayed. I want to know what it was like for Judas growing up in his household. What was it like when he was a little boy? That was perfect timing. Did you hear that? Good job. Thank you. Always bring your children to church, please. And if they make noise, so what? Children are a blessing from the Lord. I don't wonder so much about the passion and the hopes and it ignited him and that. When he first met Jesus, he must have been, and then something happened. I wonder when and why things started to change for Judas. How did it get to this point? Ready? How do any of us get to that point? Those aren't just questions and wonderings about Judas. I think they're questions and wonderings for us, for you and for me. John's comments about Judas, right? Judas was not just a betrayer. In spite of what he says about the poor, he doesn't give two nickels to the poor. He doesn't care. What else does he say? He's a thief. He keeps a common purse. For Judas or for Jesus and the disciples, and he steals from it. Pickpocketing Jesus. Oh my goodness, who is this guy? The tragedy of having been so close to Jesus, right? Never realizing really what he's all about. And guess what? Jesus knew all this stuff. And what did Jesus do? He loved him. He loved him. I don't know why Judas did what he did, and I'm not excusing it or condoning it, and it must have been hard for Judas to be Judas. Especially, right, between his head, his heart, and his gut, can we relate? The selfish, self-centered, dishonest, full of fear guy. And let's not forget, he ends his own life before Holy Week is over. Haven't there been there times when it's been hard for us? Haven't there been times when we couldn't smell the perfume in the room, right? Haven't there been sometimes struggling to remain true to ourselves and to be the woman or the man that we really want to be? Yeah. What's hard? What's hard about you being you today? What keeps us from smelling the fragrance? I wonder what it would have taken Judas to see the value in what Mary was doing with that costly perfume and the smell, the fragrance, instead of getting caught up on the price tag. Right? The poor guy. What would it have taken for Judas to see his own value and not feel like he had to do what? To pay for the price for what he had done. I wonder what it takes you and me to see those things in our lives. Do we think we have to earn something? We are all, and I do mean all, you, me, Judas, we're all more than the latest and the worst betrayal. So turn to the Lord, full of mercy and grace. Almost done, by the way. You're doing great. Time to wake up. I don't want to make any special conclusions or judgments about Mary and Judas. I want to see ourselves somewhere in this story. Right? Learn from them, right? I want, what if Mary and Judas both of them live within us, somewhere in that heart? There's a guy named Martin Luther. He's full of stuff. One of my favorite things Marty had to say was this Latin phrase. You can tell people, we had Latin in church today. Simul justus et peccator, meaning sinner and saint at the same time. That's all of us. All of us. Please remember today and every day that you are loved and cherished by the Almighty, and that God goes to any length to prove it. He even stretches out his arms on the cross, and he says, for you, there's mercy forgiveness, grace. And isn't that the promise of Holy Week? The promise of Easter? Yes. Yes. Thanks for being here today. I think we should probably stand up and sing. What do you think?